What's your emotion, Alex? Frustration?
Yeah, just disappointment, you know. I think the players, the fans, myself, we're all a bit frustrated because we certainly did enough in the game to win. You know, we had some really good opportunities. But as we know at this level, it's about putting the opportunities in the net when you're on top, you know, because creating opportunities, being the most sort of attacking team, if you like, in terms of having chances. I don't think Norwich had a shot at goal the whole game. So we know how good Norwich can be. You know, I watched them pick apart Villa, and I thought our game plan worked really well. You know, we thought we made two subs really early in the second half, and we created good chances, but the difference is gone.
And the width of a crossbar in the first half?
Yeah, Paul Gallagher, great quality. And sometimes you're just a bit unfortunate, and I think that's the case, you know. But listen, we've got a lot of young players, particularly at the top end of the pitch, you know, and I spoke to them after the game. They're disappointed, they're frustrated. But the fact is, their chances will come around, hopefully, in the next couple of games. The one positive we can take is before the game's day, today's game, it was 3 points. And to be honest, our goal difference was inferior as well, so that became more difficult. After today's game, it's now 2 points. So we've clawed some points back, which have been a little bit fortunate. And we've now got a really important game on Saturday that we need to go and win. And there's no excuses next week. I mean, we need to win the game. If we don't, then unfortunately, playoff ambitions will be gone, I think.
Nobody can deny that your lads give it a right go from minute one to the end.
Yeah, listen, these boys give me everything they've got every week. Do you know what I mean? And that's all we can ask. And that's why I can't criticise and I can't sit here and look too despondent, because my job's to pick them back up, you know, and they give me everything every game. They tried their best, and I thought the fans were excellent today. You know, they're really vocal, probably as vocal as they've been at home, and the boys responded and sort of ran themselves into the ground. And the one thing I will say, I don't know about yours, but standing at the side, it was blisteringly hot. So to show that energy with that heat just speaks volumes of the character we've got. But listen, we'll come back, we'll be better, the lads will improve. And hopefully, certainly for the next game, if a chance does come along, we can take it.
No Paul Huntington in the second half. What's the story?
He just jarred his hamstring, so unfortunately, he wasn't going to be fit. Ben Davies came on, did really well second half. Tom Clark done his hamstring with about 25 minutes to go. And I think if there's ever a game that epitomises Tom Clark, it was today. You know, a jarred hamstring, and he's still running down flanks trying to make tackles and rally the boys. So, like I say, the players gave me everything they've got. We're just a bit frustrated we didn't take our opportunities when they came.
Yeah, Tom Clark's situation, it rubs off on the others, doesn't it?
Yeah, he's a leader. You know, he's a sort of leader of men. People follow him. And that's not easy, because to be a leader, people have got to follow. I mean, you don't nominate yourself as a leader. So he's a good lad, Tom. Works really hard. I'm really pleased for him. He's back. And I'll be honest with you, today was probably my hardest team selection. And because the magnitude of the game, and certainly even the heat, I went for experience to start with, and then we brought our young, fresher legs on as the game wore on. And to be honest, I was happy with how the game panned out. You know, we had the chances to win it.
I know you're at lower level and you're on the opposite side of the pitch, but when Billy Bowden struck that with his left foot, everybody on the other side were up, they thought it was in.
I thought it was in. You know, I see him do it every single day in training. But Billy's obviously take a step up in level from Bristol to here. And it's about doing it when the time matters, you know, and unfortunately I missed that one. But as I said to the forward players after the game, you've now got an opportunity, hopefully next week, where you can go and become the hero, because this week will be quickly forgotten when this next week starts. So that's just the sort of pleasure of being a forward.
I would imagine that Sean Maguire is particularly disappointed with himself. He had a long time to look at that one in the air and probably should have done better.
Yeah, but he's a young lad, Sean. It's his first year at this level, like it is most of our forwards. And to be honest, if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be in this position as well. So, naturally the lads are disappointed, but my job's to pick them up and make sure they're ready to go again. And we've got strong characters in our changing room. So that sort of disappointment won't dwell too long. It'll be gone and we'll get to work this week and get ready for Sheffield United.
And you've described Huntington and Clark's injuries as jarred hamstrings. Are they going to be with you next week?
Yeah, I'd like to think so. Obviously, I don't know the extent of either, but knowing the two guys, I'm hoping both of them will be available.
And finally, it's all set up for next week. A draw, neither of you to any side, it'll be a hell of a game.
Yeah. Listen, what you want to be involved in is big games in football. You know, and we've been involved in a lot of big games this year, and none come any bigger than next week.